Okay, we're beginning Hilchos Mamrim and Sefer Shoftim with the Rambam. The Rambam starts off by saying that there are nine mitzvahs, Yesh Bichlal on Tesha mitzvahs, Shlosh mitzvahs Aseh, Shesh mitzvahs Lo Aseh, so three positive and six negative. So what are they? Number one, Lasos al pi haTorah she'amar lanu beizen haGadol. So we have to follow any of the commands and directives given by Sanhedrin. Shul losur midvrayim, to not deviate from what they say. L'hosif al Torah lo mitzvah she'bektav lo perushan she'lamanu v'yashmua. You can't add to the Torah either specific commandments or add to the explanations, as we learned that from Sinai. Shola Grominical, you can't subtract from the entire tradition. Okay, then switching gears, Shola Kala of Aim, you can't curse out your parents. Shola Kosam, it's prohibited to hit them. The Chavdam, positive commandment, you must honor them. The Yerum, you must fear them. Shlo Yeh Ben Sora Mora, call Ava Ve'imo. And then finally, there's a prohibition for the son to rebel against his parents. Okay, Parakaf Lach Aleph. So the Supreme Court, the High Court of Yerushalayim, is considered the ikar, the foundation of the fundamental oral law. They are the pillars of all Torah instruction. From them, the entire commandments of the Torah go out to the Bnei Israel. And the Torah makes a promise to them. Right, so you shall what do you call it? Follow the Torah as they instruct. Zumitzvah is the positive commandment. We'll call Man and Moshe Rabbeinu to Rasa. Anyone who believes in Moshe and his Torah, Chai Lisvach Maisa Das Land Lishan Land. He must what do you call it? All his religious actions must be dependent on what they say, and to rely on the path given forward by Sanhedrin. Lachaveis Kol Mishena Oseh Kol. Anyone who does not follow their directives, Over Bo'osase, is violates a prohibition. Shenamar Losasim they call Dabar. You can't deviate from anything they say. Asher Yagiduha Yemen Small. Even neither right nor left. Bein Lokin Alav Zed, but you don't get Malchus for this prohibition, because ultimately the punishment for this is capital punishment. Because any sage who rebels against what they say, Misasa gets strangulation. So, what do we have to follow them on? Number one, things that they learned out from the oral law, our tradition, which is the oral law. Also, the to anything they derive based on their own knowledge of the methods of deriving information from the Torah, kahu, and they conclude this is the way the paskin. The Torah, also things that they made as a guard for Torah, masha or what the our demands, and these are the various decrees, edicts, and customs. All three of these must it's a positive commandment to follow them. If you violate any of them, you violate Nesser. Har Yomer, that's what the Torah says. Al pi haTorah shiruchah, elu atakanot of gzeros haMinhagos. So what it's referring to by the Torah there is the decrees and edicts and customs that they shiur ben rabbim, that they go ahead and give over to the people, kedil chazak gadas, to strengthen the religion, l'tikun olam, and to fix the world. Mishpat, what's the mishpat mean? Asher Yomer, elu dvarim shilamdu osam min hadin ba'achad haMinhagos. Mishpat refers to those things they derive out through logical exegesis from the various things that the methods of Torah give over. We called Abar Shagidulcha. What's that referring to? Zuul Kabbalah, Shakibul Ishvish. That's the actual oral tradition that was passed down person to person. Kabbalah. So when it comes to the what do you call it? These things that are passed down from person to person, Olam. So there's no debate about these whatsoever. Anytime you find a debate about something, Moshe, we know for sure they come from this Kabbalah from Moshe. Adin. The things that we learn out from Halacha in Miskima land based on Gadol Kulon Harehizgim. If all the Sanhedrin agree to it, they agree to it. The Nechlu Behen, but if there's a debate, Hochan Achar Rov, we go based on the majority, Umotzian Adin Achar Ravim, and the Sakh follows the majority. Vechein Akzeres the Kodesh and Hagos. So too, when it comes to decrees, edicts, and customs, Imroim Miksasim Shoray Ligzar Gzera. We're talking Tavana. If a minority think it's appropriate to go ahead and, for instance, create a new edict, O Shemichu Amin Akzera, to have the people with the custom. But then there is a group that disagrees. So they go back and forth debating it. They finally go based on the majority. And we again follow the majority in the decision-making process. So when Sanhedrin was in session, it was never true differences of opinion among Jewish people. Lecha Israel. Anytime there was a question about law that came up to a Jew, Shol Beis Din, Shabiro, he'd go to the local court. Im Yodu, if they would know this, Amrlo, they would tell him. Im Lav, if not, Harei Shol, Im Oso Beis Din, O Im Shluchav Ol Yerushalayim. Then the person asking the question, along with the court, will go up to Yerushalayim, the Shul and the Beis Din Shavar Abayis. Anyone ask the Beis Din that sits on the Temple Mount, Yadu, if they know it, the answer, Omer lo, they would tell them. And lav, if not, a kolban the Beis Din Shal Pesach Azara. Then they move up. All of them would go up to the court that stood, that was seated right in front of the opening to the temple. And Yadu, if they knew the answer, Amr Lahan, they would tell them. And then lav, if not, a kolban Lishkas Agazis. They would all go into the Lishkas Gazis area, the Beis Din Gadol, to the, where the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin was sitting, the Shul, and they'd ask there. If it's something, the question is something that was a doubt for everybody, Yadua Eitzel Beis Din Gadol, Beim Vipia Kabula, Kabbalah, Beim Vipia Midah, Shadanaba, Omer Miyad. So if it's something they can work out, they know either from the oral tradition or from simple derivation of the of using the Midos, then they say immediately. Im lo yadav baro, but it's not clear, Eitzel Beis Din Gadol by the Sanhedrin, Danaba v'Shaitan, so then they judge it right there and there, but no sim davar cheskim kulan. They go back and forth until everyone agrees, or Yabdul Minyan, or the other possibilities that they come to a vote. The Yelcho Acharov, they go after the majority, the Yomru, the Kol HaSholom, and then they tell all the people asking, Kach Alacha V'Holchaman, this is Alacha, and we go by it. Mishavato Beis Din HaGadol. Now, when the Beis Din HaGadol, when Sanhedrin ceased to exist, Ratzon Machlokas V'Yisrael, so then Machlokas debate spread around the Jewish people, Zem Etameh, V'Nosin Tam Advar, V'Zem Etar, V'Nosin Tam Advar. This guy would say it's Tameh and back it up. This guy would say it's Tar and back it up. Zeh Aser v'zeh Matir. One guy would say it's Aser, it's prohibited. One guy would say it's Mutter. Halachei, Shnei Chacham, Shnei Batidinen, Shnichlo, Shlo B'Zman Sanhedrin. So when two sages or two courts argue about a matter, not in the time of Sanhedrin is around, O Achelo, Hayyadav, Baru Lahen, or what it called, even when Sanhedrin's in session, but they're unclear which way to go, B'Mizman Echav, B'Zeh Chazer, whether it's at one time or if it's one of the other, or for example, one says it's tar, one says tame, echaros or echamatir, one says aser, one says mutar. They don't know which way to go. In such a case, right, they just don't know which way to go. When it comes to deraisa, we go after the stringent way, and when by suffix, and bishal sofer, when it comes to rabbinical law, we go by the lenient opinion. That is Parak Aleph, and we'll continue with Parak Beis next time.